now hit me.
Oh, yeah. The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We may eventually talk about some grilling at some point, but anyway, we appreciate you tuning in.
Hey, you're the one that brought up the Blackstone.
Right, I did. Well, I was talking about a recipe.
You trigger me.
It went all commie on me, but we're back. So, but anyway.
This is some pretty good turkey.
It is. I brought in some smoked turkey because this is the time of year. I got several buddies that are avid turkey hunters in the spring. And if you're one of those, you know that you draw a time period in the state of Michigan.
Well, you get a permit based on the period that you apply for. I did not get picked.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. So you could go then and buy an over-the-counter one for later in the season. That's why I said you get a time period when you can hunt.
Oh, yeah.
And your license stipulates the number of days that you've got to hunt. So
it's not many.
No, it's not. But this time of year, if you're driving down the countryside, you see them fanned out. The
boys are showing off.
Right, exactly. And the girls are all running around, you know, giggling.
Look at the rack on that one.
Yeah. So anyway, we're eating cheese and smoked turkey breast in honor of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Bob, have you ever turkey hunted?
Oh, yeah. I have not shot one. But I've also not allotted very much time the few times I've gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like hunting or fishing anything. If you don't put enough time in, you're going to get the results, appropriate.
Lack thereof.
So, yeah.
Yep.
But it is very enjoyable. It's of course, just another excuse to sit in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on where you hunt, I mean, it's generally a wonderful thing.
Oh, yeah.
There's not many places that I've ever hunted that weren't enjoyable to just sit. But one thing, and we're going to talk about doing this with wild turkey breasts, but it's going to be under 1% of you that actually have them in your possession. But let's say we wet your whistle just enough here with tasting this wonderful smoked turkey that we're doing. Thank you, Jop, for bringing that.
You bet.
Conrad's like not hating it either. I noticed he got quiet
good.
Over
That's
there.
Really good. Thank you.
Are you enjoying it, Conrad? Well, psych! It's not turkey. It's buzzard.
Oh no, the squirrel's coming up in segment 5.
Right, yeah.
Oh boy.
Did you see it on the show plan? Well, when Rob Russell and I used to do these barbecue classes, one of the, I'd have to say, greatest satisfactions was, of course, when you make something and the people go absolutely crazy over. And one of the simplest things that we did was smoking turkey breasts skin on.
Mm-hmm.
And we would buy these just from the supermarket, frozen turkey breasts, fresh or even better if you can get them, but it depends on where you shop. And we would, of course, thaw them and lay them on the butcher block and season them up nicely. I mean, nothing crazy, but whatever you like on your meat is good enough. It was generally one of the rubs we sold, right? Because we were trying to sell rubs as we're
right,
running
yeah,
around the
that.
Country.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you bring that thing up to 160, 165 and pull it off, cover it and let it rest and give it about 15 minutes and then you start slicing it off, if you had a moderate amount of smoke on it, not too much because it's a delicate meat, right? That the flavor and the aroma from a fresh breast off the smoker it's enticing and they're juicy. The surprising thing for most people, we didn't wrap them in bacon or anything, which I would recommend if you're doing a wild turkey, but the juice that's coming out as you're cutting it,
mm-hmm.
I mean, because you got all these students just packed around the cutting block, just watching it, and you start slicing it off, and they have that look like Conrad has right now. We're just dying to grab a piece.
Have some more, Conrad. Yeah, have some more, buddy. That's why I brought it.
Yeah, there goes that diet.
Turkey's good for you.
Yeah. Very good. I think you're losing weight as you sit
right.
there.
When you slice it, Go across the breast, not down the length of it, because you'll get a better slice that'll hold together a little bit better than if you go down, it gets a little stringy.
Absolutely. Watch the grain, just like right. any piece of protein you're cutting.
Right.
And since you're doing that, what you can do if you want to be a little fancy, like you do with your veggies, is put your knife on a bit of an angle too, so you're slicing out. It just makes for a little better presentation. So when you pick up that whole thing with your big spatula and set it on a platter and kind of tip it over, it's gorgeous. Yeah. You get to see your smoke ring. You look like a pro. And if you're listening to this show by now, you should be a pro.
Unless you just tuned in today for the first time.
And then
you will be by the end of the hour.
And then you're only a day away.
Right, yeah. Yeah, at our level of pro,
world,
you're really
according
only a
to
day,
Bob.
Yeah, you're really only a day away. Exactly.
But that was just a wonderful one of the classes or part of class we'd do. And again, I think the older I get, the more I'm appreciating some of the simple things like grandkids and sitting in the woods and these simple things that we can take for granted so easily if we're not taking the time for us.
Yep.
And taking the time to just, I mean, I swear the older I get, the more beautiful people I meet. I just meet people that I feel are just like, why have I not noticed all the wonderful people that are traversing the earth? And I think it's because I wasn't taking time.
Right.
And food brings those people into your home.
Love it.
Yeah.
And if you're cooking for them, people enjoy eating.
And they want to hang out with you.
Right. Yep. The turkey breast, if you shoot a wild one, like Bob said, it's probably 1% of our listeners that actually do this and are successful at it anyway. But it's really difficult to pluck a turkey enough to get the skin. So you're probably going to get a skinless turkey breast, and you fillet it off the bone most of the time. So you've got a skinless, boneless turkey breast.
And it's not going to be quite as white as you're used to
right,
seeing.
Yeah, it's going to be darker meat. But at the end of the day, you're going to want to put some sort of moisture on it or in it before you smoke it, or it will get very leathery before it's at that 165 temperature in the center. And generally what we do is Mother Nature's moisture is bacon.
And I've got a little bit of a caveat on that. Even if you want to get yourself what they would call salt pork, or if you buy a little bit of pork belly and brine it, just brine it for a day or two, you can literally lay those raw slices over your meat that you're smoking. You can smoke your bacon while you're making your protein. And there's a lot more fat on it when it's raw.
Oh, yeah.
So your turkey will get the benefit of that little oinker
pork fat
in a much bigger way.
Right. And all we're trying to do is prevent it from drying out.
Hydrate it.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, you're not filling it full of grease.
No.
So don't get
It'll run off. It'll all run off.
It does.
But while it runs off, it keeps everything moist.
As long as it runs into your plate.
Right. Yeah. Do this on an offset smoker. Don't do it over a flame, because that rendering grease will flare up and you'll have a mess.
Yeah. And if you don't have and don't want, let's say you're not a pork fan, you don't have to. You can simply smoke it with a nice packing of sugar and salt, and let that kind of form a crust and protect it a little bit and keep that moisture in, and you'll still have a wonderful piece of meat.
Right.
How many times you've been told that?
Right. Coming up next, we're going to leave the woods and hit the water. We might talk about a couple salmon recipes for you. You listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.